And good afternoon, distinguished participants. My name is Arnaud Serks. I'm a hydrogeologist at IGRAC, International Groundwater Resources Assessment Center. We are based in the Netherlands, affiliated with UNESCO and WMO. And I'm pleased to introduce the global map of transboundary aquifers, which is simply a map showing the footprint at the surface of transboundary aquifers and aquifer systems being made of multiple aquifers, somehow interconnected. So that's what the map shows. You can access the map in PDF format at the address that is on the slide. The map is also available in regional and continental versions. They're also available on our website. And you can also access the map in an interactive viewer online on the Global Groundwater Information System, which is our data sharing platform at IGRAC. You have the address there too. And I think the slides will be shared after the workshop, so you can simply copy paste the URL addresses. So in that interactive viewer, you can zoom into your country or to the region of interest to see more details there. And from that viewer, you can also download the data set in Excel format, in shapefile format. There are various formats supported, so you can eventually use the raw data for your own purposes, also in GIS software. So this is how to download the data set. You click on the map, there is a button called Export Layer Data, and there you will be asked to specify in which format you want to download it. So some comments, some remarks about the map, this global TBA map, TBA for transboundary aquifers. This global map has been an ongoing project, effort for more than 15 years. It's been a cooperation between IGRAC and UNESCO IHP. And our work has been mainly to compile the data and the information collected by under TBA specific projects or regional assessment projects. I'm mentioning a few of them here that have been very relevant. There was the first and the second assessments of transboundary rivers, lakes, and groundwater for Europe and Central Asia, coordinated by UNECE. The inventory of shared water resources in Western Asia, made by UNESCO and BGR. The TWAP project, the Transboundary Water Assessment Program, which was funded by the GEF, and in which we assessed almost 200 transboundary aquifers worldwide. And there have been also several activities carried out under the UNESCO-led program ISAM, Internationally Shared Aquifer Resource Management, that has been instrumental to collect data and information about transboundary aquifers. So we 2 years ago we prepared, at the occasion of the ISAM conference, we prepared an outline, a sort of history, to show how the assessment of TBAs has evolved over the years. And if you go in the viewer, you can also access, under the latest version of the map, which is from 2021, you can access earlier version back to 2009, and then you will see the great progress that has been made to delineate the transboundary aquifers. But this being said, well, it's challenging to assess transboundary aquifers, to delineate them. I mean, we've just heard that from the participants. It's a known issue, and the assessment is particularly challenging, of course, where data and information is lacking. So that means there is still room to improve the map. The version that we have now is the best according to the knowledge that we have, but there is still room to improve that map. So that's not something we can do alone. So we also count on the support of the countries, on the national experts, to share whatever information they have on transboundary aquifers that might help updating the map. Yesterday, I was in touch with the colleague from Côte d'Ivoire, who came to me saying that there might be an issue with one TBA in the country, so we'll look at that together in the upcoming days. But that's really the way to go. So the way we see it, the map that we have is a good starting point for the countries to report on transboundary aquifers under SDG 652, but it's this reporting is also an opportunity for the countries to forward every information, data, whatever that could be useful for us to update the map. Thank you for your attention.